89 Sports presents Crazy Morning Quarterback with E-double-R.
E-double-R, the funny thing is that those girls are actually here doing that today.
Good morning, crew.
Another birthday card. Thank you very much.
Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Everyone is... look at that. Oh, it's a cute little kind of a teddy thing.
Teddy type of bear, cuddly.
Oh, it's a Care Bear. I'm sorry. And it says, your one-year-old, hope it's a honey. Happy birthday, JPD. There you go.
Yeah. Jennifer.
Thank you very much. The winner, give her a T-shirt. Give her a T-shirt.
You know, before before we get right into this, Happy Dave, I like to say...
Not again, metaphorically, a lot of people do in the morning. So.
I just want to ask you one question. You know, we've been sitting here, and I'm kind of wondering, why do the girls with that paperclip type of thing always go to our left? Is there any reason for that to... Well, of course, folks at home, if you're listening, we're located in the Shine Center. We have SU Bloomingdale's on our left and the finding facility on our right. So come down and check out all the action. Danny, the K, Dano, all this. And we do have the blood drive going over just across the way there next to us. We got to be kind to them, the Kappa people over there, wishing you to come down. And Kristen, say something to me, baby.
Hello? Hi.
She's there, so...
And whatever you do, don't drive blood.
All right. I'm your pilot, E-double-R, and I'm going to take you right into the sports. Women's basketball at Manly Fieldhouse. Syracuse against St. John's. The women look just great. Plenty of makeup last night. Felicia Leggett got her lipstick all over the board. She did get the W. 23 lip-smacking points of the orange women over the women in red of St. John's. Oh, and hold me back. The score in it, 62-58. SU now 8-2 in the Big East, 13-7 overall. How you doing there, babe? Lemoyne upset Division II fourth-ranked Gannon 90-86. Gannon's average age is 24 years old.
Yeah.
Well, some of those guys have already run for Larry Barron about four or five times.
That's Larry Barron.
Larry Barron, general manager of Z89. This is Larry Barron, general manager of Z89.
All right, now on to Madison Square Garden. Villanova up by two. E-double-R up by two.
With my Midwestern accent.
Are we going to go on with this?
Go ahead. I'm not in control here.
All right. Louis Garnaseca, worry, come on. The truth. Walter Berry, 28 points. Willie Broken Glass with 16. St. John's, 81. Villanova, 6. To repeat, the dining facility to our right as Happy Dave drops them. The Redmen, 20-2 overall, 7-1 atop the Big East, tied with SU. Perfect for the showdown on Saturday. UConn out cheesing it up in some other conference, 86-69 over Central Connecticut. Earl Kelly head over heels with 22 points in that one. And let me stress once again that Earl Kelly with 22 points in that one. Elsewhere, number 8 Kentucky pulled out a very close one. Get your hands off me, will you please, Tim? 54-52 over 17th ranked LSU. This all thanks to 20-foot jumper at the buzzer by Roger Harden. LSU played without its two top players, Nikita Wilson and John Williams. Now, Wilson, academically ineligible, and Williams still suffering from that gonorrhea.
Diarrhea.
Double R. All right, Mark Price, a casual 20, as number 3 Georgia Tech outbucketed North Carolina State 67-54. Number 5 Duke beat Clemson 89-79. Mark Alera with 29 points in that one. Notre Dame outpaced the Utah 94-64. Auburn 97, Vanderbilt 70, and Dayton over Fordham 64-59. And we do now have a live report of those slinky races that are going on right
slinky
in front
race.
Of us now. Howie Simon, what's going down, man?
Hi there, Howie Simon and Jackie Stewart here, and the slinky races are just about to start. Look around there, they go down the left side, and oh my god, I wouldn't go 50 feet in the road without a seatbelt on with one of those. Around the left side, oh my god, we got a big crash over there. Listen to that, it's a big crash.
Oh my god.
Oh, I've got to send it back to the studio. Back to you there, E-double-R.
I guess we don't have a winner. We'll wait for confirmation of that in just a bit. In case if you were shooting, producing, writing, and acting any type of triple X showcase the movie feature, you might have missed the action in Danny the K's apartment last night. No, actually.
Oh,
the,
oh,
the signing of Buddy Ryan to the head coach spot at the Philadelphia Eagle organization of the NFL. Ryan, the defensive genius coordinator of Chicago, the Bears, apparently just don't want to see his mug anymore. Good, more girls coming in now, Dave. into the NBA now, Detroit down, Atlanta 107-94. The Pistons still the laughing stocks of the NFL, or the NBA, rather, and the NFL. Vinny Johnson, 24 points. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, Isaiah Thomas with 14 in that one. Indiana 92, Washington 88. Gus Williams with 18 points in that one. And Dallas 126, San Antonio 114. Rolando Blackman, a game high 25 points. Now on to the NHL. Give me a big yawn. There's so many people here. Why don't we all do it? There we go. As 12 months to eliminate the Devils continues. Pittsburgh 4, New Jersey 1. The Sabres lost to Winnipeg 5-3. Boston outskated Hartford 5-4 in overtime. Chicago 5, Rangers 4. Montreal 5, Quebec 3. Edmonton and St. Louis skated to a 5-all tie. Toronto 5, Washington 2. And boy, is this so boring. In tennis, Chris Everett Lloyd made a move in the Virginia Slims, and she can make a move on me anytime.
Oh, in a slim thing.
Oh, no.
So
slim.
BRR.
Yeah. On the men's side of the action, number 2 seed Jimmy Connors advancing the United States Pro Indoor Championships. And by the way, crew, spring training dates are in. San Francisco is going to be the first team to report. They will report February 19th. They were the first to finish.
San Francisco will
be playing in Candlesticks Park, so all the National League teams will be able to get their wins there. The Yankees and the Mets report February 20th. Toronto, February 25th. So, St. John's, Lemoyne, Kentucky, the Orange Women, Happy Dave, all win. Ami RRR
lies the 89.4. Now, just before we do anything else, I would like to review the prices, gentlemen, on here.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, over here in the Shine Dining, for everyone who's just coming in the atrium, you can get a regular order of fries and a regular soda for just
89 cents.
Books are on sale back there in the atrium. Two of them for
89 cents.
Old edition textbook. Five of them.
89 cents.
TDK or Maxell 60-minute tapes over in Spectrum only cost you
89 cents.
Each video movie you rent today will only cost
89 cents.
We've got two models of a Sony Walkman for
absolutely free.
That's right.
$89.
Technics turntable with cartridge.
$89.
Dollars. $89. Technics cassette deck with Dolby.
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free. They're giving them away over in Spectrum.
Okay, we got a couple albums to give away, right?
We got to give away albums.
That's Five Zone, roaming the crowd here looking for someone who's not. Hello, good morning. If you can tell me what radio station you are going to be speaking in right now, you win yourself an album.
Z89.
Beautiful. What's your name? Okay, you get a choice of two albums.
Have you ever considered broadcasting?
Come on, Susie. Come on. Don't die here on me.
Come on.
Susie, you gotta say something. I love your pink jacket too, by the way. Susie, oh, don't die. Oh my God, she's choking. Someone get a paramedic. Just pick an album here.
A pair of what?
Dr. York it is. And we gotta find one more in the crowd here looking around. Wait, we have someone diving there. You get a cake? Okay, if you can tell you what station is live in the Shine Center right now, you win yourself an album.
Z89.
Yeah. Go, beautiful. What is your name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, where do you live?
Skytop,
and what's your phone number there so everyone can call you? No, I'm just kidding. You win yourself Roger Wilco and the Radio Waves History album, and we're giving it away because we have so many of them.
Now, Dano, just a little future forecast update. I'm looking outside, and it seems to be blizzarding out, if you haven't been out in a while. Snow. It's 10 degrees in central New York. I think we all could use a holiday at this point. The Crazy Morning Crew, live from the Shine Student Center. Giving many more things away.
Oh, Roswell, and don't get your free picture of Dano.
We'll be here
for
another...
Where's everyone going? My free picture. Autograph.
We'll be here for another half hour, so stick around. Z89.
My shots, 'cause I've been around and I've seen the world and I know just what I'm.
announcements will be made on Z89 this week regarding Fraternity Rush. Rush is open to Syracuse University undergraduate men only. This hour, music on Z89 has been made possible thanks to Phi Kappa Tau Fraternity. Phi Kappa Tau announces its spring rush at 909 Comstock Ave from 7 to 10 p.m. on January 23rd, 27th, 28th, and 30th. Rush also continues February 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Hi, this is Larry Barron, General Manager of Z89. And hi, this is Larry Barron, General Manager of Z89. Hi, this is Larry Barron, General Manager.
Do you think you have what it takes to predict the number one song of Z89's Top 89 of the first year? If so, you might win dinner at Grimaldi's, one of Central New York's finest eating establishments. This amazing offer not available in stores or at any other radio station. Make sure you listen to the Top 89 Countdown starting Sunday at 3 and keep it locked on the Z for special clues. Send your guess for the number one song. Send no money to Z89 number one song. P.O. Box 239, Syracuse, New York, 13210. Once again, that address, Z89 number one song, P.O. Box 239, Syracuse, New York, 13210. Once again, Z89 number one song, P.O. Box 239, Syracuse, New York, 13210. One last time, Z89 number one song, P.O. Box 239, Syracuse, New York, 13210.
Children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. Said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
Mama.
with my Midwestern accent.
Future Radio Z89. ERR, you stole the mic, babe.
Sorry about that, babe.
Future Radio Z89 broadcasting live from the Shine Student Center all morning. You know, this isn't the only live thing going on this weekend.
That's right, man. Tell them about it.
Street Beat and Love Flight guys are going to be spinning live from the Generic Bar tomorrow night.
Yeah.
From 7 p.m. until God knows when.
Hey, you know, Mr.
Well
R&B himself, Ben Green, will be down there with all the festivities.
Ben G. Now, Dano, and oh, look who just showed up. Larry Barron.
Hi. This is Station Manager Larry Barron.
Hi.
This is Station Manager Larry Barron.
Why, look who it is.
Hi.
Hi, this is Station Manager Larry Barron.
Now, I walked into my house today, everybody wants to know, why is the morning crew abusing me today?
Abusing?
This is Station Manager Larry Barron.
Now, Dano and Danny, you want to give away some of these limited edition crazy morning crew t-shirts?
We have shirts to give away. Let's go roaming. Roaming.
Dano, just before you were saying that, you didn't think that I, Danny the K, would abuse somebody to their face as I so often do over the phone? Let's find somebody who really wants to be abused.
Right here, right in the middle of the crowd. Right in the middle of this smoking over.
We're quite obviously having a contest over here. You know, we're going to give away some records. Why are you being so rude and discussing other things?
I won't be rude.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa what?
Sorrell.
What?
Sorrell.
Lisa Sorrell, where do you live, Lisa?
I'm in Adler.
Here.
Wait, what's your problem?
I want to be on the radio.
Am I talking to you?
Yeah. You're looking.
Ladies and gentlemen, she just made sure that her friend did not win a record. Thank you. No, what's your name again?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, do you want a record?
Sure.
All right, give her a t-shirt, would you?
All right, a t-shirt. Limited edition crazy morning crew birthday t-shirt. Not even Larry Barron gets one of those.
Let's talk to Matt.
Larry Barron. Hint, hint.
Can I talk to Matt? Okay, hi, I know you, don't I?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Matt Jackson.
I was going to say, do you have a last name?
Jackson.
And Matt is about, how tall are you, Matt?
6'2".
And how blonde are you?
How blonde am I? How blonde am I?
Is it true what they say?
How natural is it, Matt, is the question.
More fun.
No.
Hey, Dano.
About other things.
Why don't you give away some more t-shirts?
We're going to give it to Matt. Matt, you want a t-shirt?
Yeah, I'd love a t-shirt.
Matt, don't go away. We'll get your name real soon.
We got more. We got like four more to give away.
Four more. Let's give them all away now. Let's unload these things.
This guy's looking bored. Come here. What? Say it again.
But while they're doing that, Larry Barron just happens to be here with us.
You want a t-shirt?
Hi, this is Larry Barron, general manager of Z89.
Who are we?
Hi, this is Larry Barron, general manager of Z89.
All right, that's it. I'm taking over the morning crew right now.
Hi, this is Larry Barron, general manager of Z89.
That's it.
Hi, this is Larry Barron, general manager of Z89.
Shutting the station down immediately.
Oh, really?
You know, Larry's a lot smaller than us.
Did they give away t-shirts?
Hi, this is Larry Barron, general manager of Z89.
Okay, we got more t-shirts to give away, right?
How many more t-shirts? Go for it.
We were giving t-shirts away, but if you turn this microphone off, we just shut right down, okay? and if I keep talking, when the microphone shuts down, I'm going to hate you, okay? Because I don't like to, like, jerk on.
Hi, this is Larry Barron, general manager of Z89.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Going upstairs to meet one of my friends.
Wait, are we on the air?
Yeah.
Happy? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't do this for my health, man. What's your name?
Kathy.
What's your friend's name?
Tammy.
Really?
Yeah.
You and your friend Tammy just won two Crazy Morning Crew birthday sweatshirts. How about that?
That's great.
Isn't that easy?
Yeah, that was easy.
Okay, sir, what's your name? Have you ever spoken into a kazoo before?
No, I haven't, but he's shoving this thing up my nose.
They call the microphone, yes?
It's called getting personal with your audience.
Can you please teach her how to play the microphone?
The
kazoo?
Excuse me, sir?
Can you teach her how to play the kazoo real quick?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go give another t-shirt away. We're going to come back to her playing.
Inhale. Exhale.
Inhale.
Okay, we need a male. We need a male. Who's a guy? Are there any males here?
There's one.
Yeah, a male. No males.
Are there any males here? Who's this guy with a camera? Hey, you. Come here. Hey, come here.
No, that's a female.
What are you doing with this huge camera?
Kind of looking around, checking the place out.
Are you taking Daniel's picture?
Well, I took it once before, and I had to buy a new lens, so.
There goes your t-shirt, pal. What's your name?
Fred.
Is that your real name?
Yep.
Can I see some ID, please? Dan, can you hold the microphone?
Yes.
What's your last name, Flintstone?
Yeah, it is.
That is. How's Barney Rubble doing?
He's great.
Oh, yeah, you know where Barney Rubble lives? If you do, I'll give you a t-shirt.
Oh, Mockingbird.
Mockingbird, no, that's the Munsters. Let's get it right here.
Checking the guy's ID.
His name is really Fred Kenvin? Kenvin?
Fred,
what's the matter? Your parents were confused what to name you?
Danny, I think you should get a t-shirt for that name.
Kevin. Fred, Kenvin, whatever, one of the two.
Can we get one of these?
Yeah, we'll give you a t-shirt, Fred. What do you think about that?
I think that's great.
You know, it'll be wearing us, all our faces will be on your body there. You know that? How's that make you feel?
I'm very proud of
him. Yeah, man, I bet so. That's great. All right, Happy, what are you going to do now? Well, Larry Baron has one more thing to say before we leave.
I just want to say I mentioned it earlier, but in case anyone wasn't listening, I will get revenge on the morning crew tonight between 6 and 10.
And this is, of course, planned. Larry Baron.
Hi, this is Larry Baron, general manager of Z89.
I'll get you guys tonight.
Hi, this is Larry Baron with my Midwestern accent.
Oh, I think we need some success. Color of Success, Future Radio, Z89. We are still live from the Shine Student Center. We'll be until noon or until I lose my voice, ERR.
Morris Day.
Happy birthday, Z89.
Happy
That's us. Future Radio, Z89.
Returned to its rightful owner. For today's entertainment news, Morris Day, famous singer of that popular rock group, won't be saying what time is it anymore. As you know, the group is no longer together. The question that most people seem to be asking is, what will Morris do now? His new life, pursuing a solo career, which includes records and movies. The future is indeed bright for Morris.
hour music on Z89 has been made possible thanks to Phi Kappa Tau Fraternity. Phi Kappa Tau announces its spring rush at 909 Comstock Ave from 7 to 10 p.m. on January 23rd, 27th, 28th, and 30th. Rush also continues February 3rd, 4th, and 6th.
Future Radio Z89, it has been a long morning. The Crazy Morning Crew has been live from the Shine Student Center since 7 a.m.
A long-winded morning.
Long-winded morning.
Productive, though.
I have almost no voice. I'm worried about Maggie's tonight. But we'll be there. We'll be at Maggie's.
Are we going to give away anything tonight?
Yeah, we're going to give away lots of stuff.
I'm giving away my virtue tonight, Mom.
Ooh.
Speaking of virtue, I'm kind of interested in this whole situation about you having a problem getting a date for the Z89 banquet.
Yeah, now
having to beg on the air. I mean, that's
callers all week long have been asking us about what happened with OK Dave and him finding a date.
People have been calling.
And we have
up.
With us live here.
He was
the date.
There, guys. He
Explain the situation.
He is alive, thank the Lord.
Oh my goodness.
Well, in the Ahmad Rashad tradition, I asked over the airwaves. I exploited the broadcasting medium. Asked Jennifer Gilman if she would go with me to the JPZ shindig.
And
she's here right now live.
All right. Jennifer, what do you think about all this?
Well, I have a couple questions. He gave me his resume. and I'd like to know, well, you know Dave pretty well.
Oh, absolutely. Intimately.
Is he really tall and blonde, has green eyes, and built like a god?
Well, you can't tell, but he is blonde, if you know what I mean.
Well, build, I guess. My closer friends do call me Thor, so...
So, yes, he is tall comparatively to a Nance. Yes, he is tall. And
it's pretty much a fallacy.
Yeah, he's good. He's not like Happy Dave. Doesn't have that red hair, but we can say he's blonde.
Well, I have another question. Down here on the resume, it says experienced. Yes. What am I supposed to take that to mean?
Uh-oh. Well, batteries aren't included, but the rubber chicken is.
I don't know. You guys, I think, are going to have a fantastic time Friday night at the Z89 banquet. I think you're going to enjoy your day.
Yeah,
really.
I still haven't answered yet.
Oh, she hasn't given up.
Humming, 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 humming.
I think that since this whole thing is taking place,
ladies and gentlemen, Herb.
Herb!
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 For all you folks.
We spotted him. Herb, if you're going to Burger King, let me know, because there's $5,000 in it for us. Yeah. There we go. That was Herb. We didn't mean to interrupt that.
Folks, we got to tell everybody at home that guy looked just like Herb.
That was Herb. That was definitely Herb.
That was Herb incognito.
Anyway,
we're sorry.
Well, I think this whole thing is taking place over the air that maybe Dave ought to ask me over there, and then I'll give my
And down on one knee.
An official proposal.
He is down on one knee.
Well, thing is, Herb turned me down. Jennifer, would you go to the JPZ banquet with me?
Well, yeah, I will.
Oh, hey! Oh, my. He's got a date. He's got a date. How happy is he, Dave?
Oh, he's so happy.
Hard to believe happy.
That's great, though. He's sort of like the newlywed, you know?
Now, Dano, we're coming up on the noontime hour. We do want to talk to one more person before we
We do have
here.
One more interview. So far, we interviewed this morning was Toby Peters.
We interviewed Toby Peters, director of the Shine Center.
A quick one, Peter Bajan.
Quick one with Peter Bajan, vice president of student affairs.
Who is the short guy? Looked like Gene Siskel.
Gene Shalit. That was Dean Mandel.
Dean Mandel from Marathon. That was it. Those are three main shows. But we have one more. Of course, we promised you four interviews today, and we do have live with us from the Shine Center, John Beccari, manager of the Sky Barn. How are you doing, John?
Real good, Dano. How are you doing today?
Yeah. Doing great. I know you love to listen to the show every day, and you're happy to be here, aren't you?
Dano, you guys are the closest I have to heroes here at Syracuse University.
Every morning.
That's being modest, of course. All right, Dan, I want to tell everybody about something we're going to have at the Sky Barn. It's called Social Hour, and it's going to mark the advent of the return of alcohol to a student center at Syracuse University.
Let's repeat that one more time. Alcohol to a university place.
Alcohol. Right, yes. All right, what we're going to have there is many things, Dan. Remember, the emphasis is not only alcohol. We're going to have things like food specials. For example, tomorrow we're going to have a taco bar, followed by wings, ribs, chili, things like that. There'll be live entertainment, DJs. We wanted to have this great radio station come in and do the show tomorrow, but they couldn't because they're tied up in some kind of birthday thing. But we know we'll be having them in the future.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have things like comedy, live entertainment, mostly student-based. Now we're going to have things, contests, giveaways, movies, a virtual social extravaganza.
So the Sky Barn Social Hours have returned.
Yes, every Friday from 4 to 7, but you must be 21 and over with SUID to prove it to get in.
Ooh.
Wow. Always that
cat.
So we're hoping to see everyone, especially South Campus residents out there. And Dano, the Sky Barn, on behalf of the Crazy Morning Crew's birthday, we have a couple of things for you, Dano.
Uh-oh.
First of all, for everyone, that's Danny the K, OK Dave, Dano, Danny the Chase, Happy Dave, and yes...
P-Chase,
sorry. And yes, E-double-R, we have these Sky Barn Seasons movie passes.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Great.
Oh, man.
Featuring such great entertainment specials as Commando and Rambo and, yes, Pee-Wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, here, kickbacks?
Huh? Yes,
kickbacks.
And also, one more thing, Dano. The Sky Barn has decided to make Z89 Crazy Morning Crew the official radio show of the Sky Barn.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrific.
All right.
That's
great.
There are so many radio shows that you could choose from.
To further justify this, and we're telling you guys, no other radio station will be allowed in. Big Mike and his huge frame, no way. It's just going to be
Z89. He wouldn't fit the guy.
Thank you, and happy birthday, guys.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
That's beautiful.
I would just like to point out to everyone here in the Shine Center that even though we're leaving about now, these Z89 birthday specials continue all day.
Oh, yes.
Just one more time.
Yes.
An order of fries and a regular soda. Books on sale in the atrium. 25 extra seats are envelopes, TDK, Maxell tapes, home video, movie rentals are all
89 cents.
And two models of Sony Walkman, Technics turntable, and a Technics cassette deck are all
89
Oh, absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Guess what time it is? You guessed it. Credit.
For not giving me that movie pass, I will not mention that man in the credits. This Shine Center live edition of the Crazy Morning Crew has been brought to you by all the following cast of wild people. Dan, let me give you an autographed picture. Okay, Rubber Chicken Dave, the happiest of Daves, the Crazy Morning insult artist himself, E-double-R, Danny the overdressed Huey Lewis look-alike Dave, Howie the short fat Sideman, Pete, I slept too late, Chase, John the technical wizard our news people, David Nasser and Tori Smith, who appeared as Karen and Richard Carpenter, our guest, director of the Shine Student Center, Toby Peters, marathon magnate Dean Mandel, the jokester of the day, Rich Goldner, those who helped out immensely, John the amazing Troen, Carl the Terminator Weinstein, Chris, I can't believe it's a girdle fungo. Remember, tomorrow is our first birthday party. That is tomorrow. Maggie, tonight, Larry Barron with our official birthday tonight at 6 p.m. Party with us this weekend on Z89.
And all next week, everybody sleep. Don't go to classes because you're going to have to recover from the Z89 weekend party blitz. Have a happy day and don't miss tomorrow's birthday edition of the Crazy Morning Crew. Until then, we'll meet again.
This is Larry Barron, General Manager of Z89. Hi, this is Larry Barron, General Manager of Z89. Hi, this is Larry Barron, General Manager of Z89. Hi, this is Larry Barron, General Manager of Z89.
Kicking off another year, commercial free.
WJPZ Syracuse. Future Radio Z89.
Radio Z89, where the weekend birthday party blitz is on. It is now 5 minutes past noon. You got Carlos on the radio, and we are always commercial free at the Z.
You do.